We have talked about bitterness, forgiveness, revenge, and now I would like to address briefly the issue of confession and reconciliation. Please turn with me to James chapter 5. James chapter 5 and verse 16.
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Please notice that throughout the New Testament, all the exhortations, all the doctrinal teachings is to the church. And here we have again one of those phrases, one to another. Confess your sins one to another, pray one for the other. Christianity is about others, about my brother, about my sister in the Lord. Others. A man of God who understood that so well wrote a book called Life Together. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He wrote it from jail. You know that he was a pastor in Germany when Hitler was in power. He was one of those who signed that confession against the national puppet church that Hitler institutionalized. He went to jail with many other pastors. And he was killed in the last year of the war in Flossenbürg. And while in jail, this book is amazing because one of the things that he misses the most is the fellowship of the believers. And reminds me David when he's running away from Saul and he had to go to the Philistines and run outside Israel. Some of his psalms are so heart-wrenching where he says, "Oh, I remember how I rejoiced when somebody told me, 'Let's go to the house of the Lord.' And I was so glad." And the things that David missed the most, Bonhoeffer missed the most, was life together with the other believers. So contrary to the culture we live in, including the so-called Christian culture. But the New Testament is all about life together. And in this book, Life Together, Bonhoeffer wrote, "Sin withdraws a person from the community. The more isolated a person is, the more destructive will be the power of sin over him or her. Sin wants to remain unknown. A man or a woman who confesses sin in the presence of a brother or sister knows that he is no longer alone with himself or herself. Because the plot of Satan is to isolate us." And James says, if we learn the power of life together in the Christian community, we learn that we ought to stand and confess our sins before brothers and sisters. Because we break the power of sin in our lives when we do that. Sin is not anymore hiding in our lives. And he says, so you may be healed. Certainly in your soul and emotions, but as we demonstrate today, even in your body. Please remember, brother and sister, the old saying goes, time heals everything. But it is a wrong quote, is a wrong thought. Time heals clean wounds. Because if they're not clean, they are dirty, time will fester and infect even more. Time will heal clean wounds. And you know, in our so independent Christian culture of America, confessing your sins to your brother and sister, and even in public, is such a taboo, when indeed it's a way to release the power of forgiveness and the grace of God in blessing. I'll never forget one day I was listening to a John MacArthur message of a trip that he did to Russia many years ago, when Russia came out of the Cold War and out of the Soviet Union bloc. And he visited the church there, and he was just astonished. He never saw anything like that in America. At the end of the service, he just saw one person after another coming to the front of the altar and confessing their sins before the church. And he said, and they spent 2 hours just on that. He says, I've never seen anything like that in America. No wonder. But you'll see the power of God flowing, His Spirit present, healing, and bringing true unity. We should never be ashamed to stand up and confess our sins to each other and pray for each other and see, brother and sister, the power of God working in your life, in my life. Once I cleansed via confession. Is there a wound in your heart, in your soul, that continues to infect you? My brother, my sister, go before the Lord. Go before the church, or at least the elders of the church, as James instructs, so that you may confess and they may pray for you so that your soul may be healed. Wounds in the soul are cleansed through confession and the power of forgiveness. But I want to talk to you briefly about reconciliation. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, please. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19. Well, 18 and 19. Let's start in 18 for the sake of context.
Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
He explained how God reconciled us sinners with Him. He took the initiative in everything. But now He says, because you have experienced reconciliation, you, the church, are to be agents of reconciliation between each other and to the lost, proclaim that God has made a way for them to come and be reconciled with God. This is our ministry, and starts first in the church and then reaches out to the lost. Again, it is our job description as Christians, the ministry of reconciliation. I want to go back to the story of that awful killing in 2006 in Pennsylvania at nickel mines. As soon as the elders in the Amish church found out who was the killer, they were knocking at his family door to speak to the wife and the children. Marie Richards was her name. She now has another name because she married a second time. Marie was ashamed, confused, depressed, and when she saw those men at the door, she felt like shutting the door that they came here to insult her. And instead of that, they came here to say, we forgive your husband, and I want you to know that we love you. She already was making plans to sell the house and move out of there. Such a shame she was bearing for what the husband did. But the elders told her, we ask you to stay and not go away. We want you to stay here with your family. Don't leave. When the time came for the assassin's funeral, she was astonished. The whole Amish community was there, including the parents of those who lost their children. They were there for the funeral of that murderer. Do you know why? They had decided, as soon as they heard the news, that they were going to forgive the killer. And they were not going to go on living with hate and bitterness for the rest of their lives. 2016, Marie, the wife of that murderer, she just wrote a book where she tells all this stuff called One Light Still Shines. And in this book, she explains how God not only wiped the shame she felt due to the actions of her husband, but how the Lord made her a different person. She describes rising from the ashes, and that through the power of forgiveness. My friends, there's power in forgiveness in your life, but also upon other people's life, the ones that you forgive. If you and I claim to be saved and forgiven through and by God's grace, it is our job description to forgive others. And always pick that as your first choice, no matter what. Let's turn for the last reading, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verse 12 through verse 15.
So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
We need to forgive one another because there's no perfect beings here. We need to bear with one another, be merciful to one another, forgive one another as the Lord has done to us. And then peace will come to your soul. Peace will be in the church. You and I have heard today about our job description. It is totally the opposite of the culture. It is totally the opposite of your nature. But if you're a Christian, you have received Christ's nature. And that is nature, that the first choice is to forgive. Now, it's my turn to make a confession. For many years, I resented. I was bitter towards a brother in Christ. And every time I revisit that issue, I came to the conclusion, you're right, he's wrong. And my thought was, why should I go to him if he is the one in the wrong? Through life circumstances, through the reading of the word, I became convicted that it was my obligation to go and apologize to this brother and ask for forgiveness. It was a battle. And I started by writing him a letter and asking his forgiveness and asking to meet with him. I was amazed that he replied, and he says that he would be delighted to meet with me. Again, I took the next step in initiative, and I went to knock at his door, and I asked him for forgiveness. I was astonished with what they did in this relationship. And something I've never expected to hear from his mouth came out when he told me, "You know, Tony, I've been wrong many times." I never expected him to admit anything wrong. And the Lord did heal the relationship, and reconciliation happened. There's such power in forgiveness. Such power. And go home that day and sleep so well and free of bitterness. No more nightmares about the wrong that that guy caused me, but only God's peace in the heart. What a beautiful pillow to sleep at night. If we choose Jesus' advice, Christ's path, we'll be blessed. We'll experience peace. We'll cut the chain. We uproot that bitterness out of our hearts. And the Lord bless us, our relationships, our church. And may our Lord, that changed the life of this lady from ashes to real life through the power of forgiveness, that has brought peace into my life through the power of forgiveness, may also you come before him and forgive. And then you're going to see that he will help you to forget. But until you forgive, you will never forget. You are chained to the hurt. You are brooding and grooming the bitterness in your heart. And that will poison your soul in every relationship. Brother, sister, come to Christ and let go, and you will be free indeed.